Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Jerry Seinfeld teases Seinfeld reunion during his stand-up show. So it all started with an audience member. They asked him how he felt about the ending of Seinfeld.
Did you like the ending?
Did I like what?
The ending.
The ending of the show. Well, a little secret for you about the ending, but I can't really tell it. Here's what I'll tell you, okay? But you can't tell anybody. Something is going to happen that has to do with that ending.
Really?
It hasn't happened yet. And just what you are thinking about, Larry and I have also been thinking about. So you'll see. You'll see.
So now the way that all ended was they were all in like jail or something.
Yeah, right? It was weird. They got busted. I don't even remember what it was for, but I know it didn't live up to the hype. People were not very happy with how the show, because it wasn't like it was waning. It was at its peak. Like it was still number one. It was crushing it. And Jerry always said he wanted to go out on a high. So they went out when the show was on a high, but the ending wasn't what people wanted or how they wanted everything to get tied up.
No, Jerry said, I want to go out while I'm high.
No, he didn't.
And that's why they wrote it that badly. So I can't think of many shows, a series that ended and people came to the table the next day and went, it was perfect.
MASH.
I don't know.
I know that's old school, but everybody was like, I think, yeah, that's the one show that ended properly.
I don't really recall any like contemporary show.
Yeah.
Like when I loved the way Lost ended, and most people want to punch me in the face when I say that because I thought it was fantastic.
Sopranos.
I thought the Sopranos was a fantastic ending. A lot of people hated it though.
Yeah, they did.
They hated it.
Right.
I thought it was
great. I loved it. It was brilliant.
Because it left you with your imagination of what you think happened.
Yep.
So you could write it out in your head.
Oh, I hate that. I don't want to do the work.
That's why I'm watching the show.
Spell it out for me.
Game of Thrones. I was not happy how that ended.
People hated that whole last season.
Yeah, it was. It started so strong, and I felt like they were just literally writing it, like episode to episode as they were filming it.
They were just changing characters that we had known for years, and all of a sudden they were acting so differently. Yeah, so they're very few, and where like people are like, yay!
Yeah, it's hard when your expectations are that high, mixed with like the grief of losing your favorite show, that it's literally a losing battle. But yeah, people are expecting it to either be a reunion, a reboot, or maybe even a Super Bowl commercial, so we will just have to wait and see.
I do not see a reboot happening with Seinfeld.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely not. I don't see that. I think
not?
Super Bowl commercial. Why? Because Jerry's got so much money. He has no interest. I don't see him having any interest in doing that. Even like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I see them doing like a one-off thing, like a Super Bowl commercial, but I do not see a reboot of that show.
That George Costanza dude, I'm sure he's like, I'll take anything. I'm seeing him in like phone commercials and stuff.
Well, I feel like the last 5 years have just been people rebooting their favorite shows. So if it is a reboot, I will not be shocked.
And his name is Jason Alexander. He has a name.
Costanza?
Yes.
Put some respect on it. Okay, apparently Elon Musk reportedly, he threatened to burn the house down if Amber Heard was fired from Aquaman 2. Apparently they were dating at the time of Aquaman 1. So after the first Aquaman was released, there were a lot of mixed reviews, and it's the director, James Wan, apparently wanted to drop her from the sequel, quote, due to a lack of chemistry. And so he sent a letter to Amber Heard's attorney, and then when Elon heard about this, he decided to fire back and sent a very scorched letter to Warner Brothers and said, apparently, that he was going to burn the house down if she wasn't brought back for the second movie. I feel like she probably feels a little bit different about this now because he did share a very private photo of her after their breakup. So glad to hear he was a good boyfriend at the time.
I don't know about all that. What was it, like a naked photo?
It was a intimate photo of her dressed like a video game character.
That he shared without her consent.
Yeah. Which is never a good thing.
And you know, threatening to burn stuff down.
That's not great.
No, it's not. I wouldn't, that's not like top tier boyfriend material right there.
I feel like if you're dating somebody at the time, like anybody who reads books and stuff will feel the same way. Like I feel like it's romantic in the moment, but if you're anybody but that person, it's crazy. Arson, not
yes,
great.
Yes. My brother's a firefighter, so I'm kind of anti-arson.
And just so I have this straight, the rules are the same for billionaires?
Yes. Okay. Believe it or not, yes.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, today is the final day of Prime Day. We can talk about some of the best deals on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.